Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Gordon Lemming Field, Lafayette Central Catholic High School. Going to be three teams on the venue today. I got to mention the grass looks wonderful. Home plate is perfectly manicured. The bases are placed. They replaced them. They got the newer bases out there since pregame. And we'll mention the outfield grass is cut just at the right height. We'll mention the three teams playing baseball today. You're going to be Central Catholic Knights, Frankfort Hot Dogs, and the University Trailblazers. We're going to have a coaches meeting right here at home plate. We'll talk about the first game. The first game is going to feature the Frankfort Hot Dogs versus the Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Frankfort Hot Dogs is going to be the visiting team, obviously, here at Central Catholic. And we'll mention Frankfort Hot Dogs have a school enrollment of 893. They're Class 3A, sectional number 20. There are six in their sectional. They are Frankfort, North Montgomery, Northwestern, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, and Western. The principal at Frankfort Hot Dog High School is Cindy Long. The athletic director is Ed Niehaus, and the athletic secretary is June Palmer. We'll mention Frankfort High School is located at 1 South Mace Road. That's Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-654-8545. On the web, you can find them at hotdogsathletics.com. They were on Twitter. You can capture them at at Hot Dog Sports. Again, that's at Hot Dog Sports. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Sagamore Conference. There are eight teams in the Sagamore Conference. We'll mention they are Crawfordsville, Danville, Frankfort, Lebanon, North Montgomery, Southmont, Tri-West, and Western Boone. We'll remind you the Hot Dogs, after last night's win at Highland Park, they defeated Kokomo 7-5, and they're currently, Frankfort currently, 4-2. We'll mention the head coach for the Frankfort Hot Dogs is Andy Dudley. What a quality guy. Enjoy his patriotism. I tell you what, he's a good man. He's a good coach, and he's even a good athlete. I've seen him play baseball recently. We'll also mention the next game on the agenda for Frankfort is going to be Saturday. That's today. They'll play a second game today at 1:30. It'll be Frankfort Hot Dogs. They'll go against University Trailblazers. That's the 1:30 contest. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda starting up next week on Tuesday. They'll play on the 18th. That'll be a 6 o'clock start. Southmont Mounties will be at Frankfort. The Hot Dogs, that'll be on Tuesday, the 18th at 6. They're getting ready to have the national anthem here momentarily. And we'll get to some Central Catholic Knights information for their school here momentarily. And they're getting ready to, they're telling the lineup right now downstairs. That's Dan Deanhart. Does a fine job. That guy is good, and he takes it very seriously, like everyone should. So they're introducing the lineups right now, Central Catholic Knights. They've already introduced Frankfort. They're both lined up on the baselines. This game's scheduled to start at 11. It's going to be close. It'll be shortly after 11 o'clock when it begins. We're going to set this down for opening prayer and a national anthem.
The Father, Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, our Heavenly Father, help these athletes to see the things that last in this changing world and to keep their eyes always fixed on you. Help them to be good students, strong athletes, and an example of neat faith. Help them to be just and fair in all their endeavors and give them the strength that comes from you alone. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That's our national anthem. I mentioned the flags right here, just left of center on the baseball diamond, flags waving nicely. And straight behind it, over the softball field, they're lined up. They were having the anthem observed over there at the softball field simultaneously with the baseball field. And well done. So get ready to play some baseball right here on the diamond. And Central Catholic is going to play defensively. We'll mention the offensive order, batting order for Frankfurt. They'll bat like this. First batter, that's Alex Lopez. He'll play third base. He wears number 42. Second batter, that's Matthew Berry. He'll do the catching. He wears number 1. Third batter in the lineup, that's Quincy Perry. He'll play left field. He wears number 11. Batting fourth, that's Brian Valdez. He's the pitcher. He'll wear number 99. Batting fifth, Jose Lopez. He'll play second base. He wears number 2. Batting sixth, Victor Cruz. He'll play first base. He'll wear number 7. And batting seventh in the lineup, that's Jaden Skinner. Jaden Skinner had the home run on the season. He'll play right field. He wears number 18. Batting 8, that's going to be the designated hitter. It's going to be Chris Gil Hijosa. Chris Gil Hijosa, he'll wear number 23, as mentioned. He'll be the DH. He will bat in place of defensive player, center fielder, Lalo Castillo. And batting 9, number 13, he'll play shortstop. That's Carlos Lopez. Carlos Lopez, he is the cousin of the Lopez family. And the two at the top there, batting first and batting fifth. That's Alex Lopez and Jose Lopez. They are brothers. And very thankful for the help I got with the Lopez family from Mr. Bob Berry. Appreciate him. So the Knights are around the infield. Defensively, they're lined up like this. Pitching for the Knights today is Bren Robbins, number 33. Doing the catching for the Knights is Ryan Schumer, wearing number 7. Playing first base is number 18, T.J. Bell. Playing second base is number 12, Owen Munn. Playing shortstop, number 24, Evan Genhart. Playing third base, number 9, Hudson Gutwine. Playing left field, number 3, Jackson Kane. Playing center field, number 14, Tyler Fox. Playing right field, number 34, Keaton Brooks. The designated hitter, the player DH for this game will be number 27, Ben Mazur. He'll bat in place of defensive player, number 14, Tyler Fox, the center fielder. Stepped into bat, left-handed batter. 11:03 a.m. First pitch from Bren Robbins. Strike right down meridian. Thigh high. In the lineup, first batter, the leadoff batter in this game is Alex Lopez, number 42. As mentioned, playing left-handed batter's box. Second pitch comes in, low and away. They're going to ask, home plate umpire going to ask for a protector down the left field line as 99, that is Brian Valdez, gets warmed up. The top one's fair territory, going to back up in the grass. Going to be caught by Owen Munn, the second baseman. One out here in the top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in for Frankfurt. Going to be the two-hitter, number 1, Matthew Berry. He'll play the catcher's position in today's ballgame. Right-handed batter, peering in looking at signals. Out of the windup, here comes the pitch from Bren Robbins. Ground ball in the infield. Third base, moves to his left. Hudson Gutwine makes a good defensive play, veering to his left and is going across the diamond, getting the put out. Right there with T.J. Bell, there are two outs here in the top of the first inning. Next batter going to step in for Frankfurt. It's going to be the three-hitter, number 11, Quincy Perry. He plays left field, batting right-handed. Here comes the first pitch from Robbins. High and tight, ball 1. Quincy Perry, blue jersey, gray pants. He's sporting those orange cleats. Here comes the second pitch. Inside and tight, ball 2. Number 11, Quincy Perry. Third hitter for Frankfurt. Getting kind of warm here. They're saying upward 70 degrees, maybe 80. pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. So they'll work from there. And I'm going to step back in the box. It'll be a 2-0 count. Excuse me, 2-1. Pitch comes in, 3-1. That pitch comes in low. And you'll step back in, 3 balls, 1 strike. 2 outs. You're in the top of the first. Frankfurt Hot Dogs batting. Becomes a 3-1. Outside edge. Count goes 3-2. Strike on that outside edge. Brent Robbins placing the baseball in today's ball game. Had to work against the wind over there at Benton Central. Ground ball up the middle. Can be fielded by shortstop Evan Jeanhart. He'll throw high across the diamond. Going up to get the ball, C.J. Bell coming right down on first base just in time. Going to get the three batter. That was Quincy Perry. 3 outs here in the top of the first inning. And I will mention a little bit about Lafayette Central Catholic. Lafayette Central Catholic High School, school enrollment of 294. Their school was founded in 1956. Their Class 1A, Sectional 54. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional will be played right here at Gordon Lemming Field. We'll mention in their sectional, alphabetically, is Attica, Covington, Fountain Central, Lafayette Central Catholic, North Vermilion, and Riverton Park. The principal at Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Kim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Charlie Roberts. And we're going to have a special treat in the second game for the night. That'll be the 4 o'clock game. We're going to get to speak with Sarah Igo. She's the athletic trainer. And coming upstairs to talk along with her is going to be Angie Rodriguez. Angie Rodriguez is in her first year getting her master's degree. She's a student. Sarah Igo is Central Catholic Knights trainer right here on hand. I think probably third year or something like that. We're going to talk about something very special in her life, and especially in a lot of folks' lives, and we'll expound upon that in the next game. Well, mention Lafayette Central Catholic. They're located at 2410 South 9th Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up at 765-474-2496. You reach them on the web at lccathletics.com. On Twitter, it's at @LCC_athletics. They were the colors navy blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. In the Hoosier Conference, they have an East and a West division, 10 teams, 5 in each division. In the East, it's Hamilton Heights, Cass, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. In the West, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette. Well, mention the Knights are currently 4 wins, 3 losses on the season. They're 3-1 in the Hoosier West Division. Head coach is Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais, will mention, 26th year at Central Catholic High School as the baseball coach. And an 87 graduate right here from Central Catholic. Next game on the agenda, the Knights, as mentioned, will play this afternoon. They'll play the 4 o'clock game. It'll be University Trailblazers in Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Next week on Tuesday the 18th, they'll have a 5:30 contest here at Central Catholic High School versus West Lafayette. So stepping in to bat right now, first batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number 12, Owen Munn, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch on the pitcher's mound is Brian Valdez. First pitch from Valdez. Check swing. Ball one. Ball finishes low. 1 ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals, Brian Valdez. His battery partner doing the catching is Matthew Berry. Where's number one? Here comes a 1-0 pitch to Owen Munn. Heavy cut, swing and a miss. 1 ball, 1 strike. A step back in. No signals given. Coach Tim Bourdonnais at third base. Coach Ryan Johnson at first base. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Here comes a 1-1 pitch to Owen Munn. Check swing outside of ball. They're going to check with first base umpire in a position. Sometimes the catcher wants to do the check with his hand. And we're told in classroom settings, Dan Adams, if he does that, he's just asking the umpire to check. It's not a big deal. He's not trying to play the game and do the officiating too. Right up the middle, going to get by the center fielder. Line drive rope, going to get to the fence. I don't believe that ball touched the glove of the center fielder, Lalo Castillo. And ending up at third base is Owen Munn. Likely that will be a triple in the book. So first batter gets aboard, Owen Munn at third base. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number 24, Evan Genhart. Evan Genhart plays the shortstop position, made a fine play there in the top of the first. Right-handed batter, peering in, looking at signals. Brian Valdez, out of the set, here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch right across the dish. Placed perfectly. Brian Valdez gets ahead in the count, 0-1. Going to get that crooked lead off of third base. He's still in the dirt. That's Owen Munn. Here comes the second pitch to Genhart. Going to drive one center field, see if it's going to drop in. It's going to be caught moving to his left. It's going to be a sacrifice fly and an RBI for Owen Munn. And Evan Genhart will make it out. He'll jog back to the dugout. It'll be just like he didn't even bat, and he'll pick up an RBI. So, one out here in the bottom of the first. One run in. Central Catholic Knights. Stepping in, right-handed batter is the three-hitter, number 18, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell playing first base in today's ballgame. Here comes a pitch. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Inside half of the plate. Pretty good break. Brian Valdez again. Getting ahead in the count. Didn't that first pitch strike? That can provide some encouragement for the following pitches. Here comes the 0-1. Short hop outside. Ball one. Count goes 1-1. One ball, one strike. T.J. Bell. Pretty good size young man. Steps back in. T.J. Bell wearing number 18. 5'11", listed at 210. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Heavy cut, swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. T.J. Bell, three-hitter for the Knights. One out here in the bottom of the first inning. One run in. Triple off the bat of Owen Munn. He jogs in on a sacrifice fly to right center by Evan Genhart. Here comes the pitch. Going to get by the glove and go back to the screen. Nobody on base. They'll retrieve that one. And they'll retrieve that one from the in the hole batter. So that's Ben Mazur. Peering in looking at signals. Brian Valdez. 2-2 count. T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. He'll swing, full swing. And go left side. Right there near Coach Bordenay. They'll pick that one up down near the bullpen. Count remains 2-2. 2-2 count, peering in looking at signals. Brian Valdez, pitcher for the Frankfort Hot Dogs, looking from the set. Here comes a 2-2 once again. Long set. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, same location. On the ground, down there near the bullpen. So the count will remain 2-2. Be a third time. T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell trying to fight him off. Right there in the box. I don't want to jinx him. But he has yet to strike out, even at all, this season. Here comes a set. Here comes a 2-2 again from Brian Valdez. Ground ball, infield. Going to go between third and shortstop. Third base right there. I thought he might get the play. That was Alex Lopez. Carlos Lopez right beside him trying to get it in the hole. It might go in the book as a base hit off the bat. It was on the ground right there off the bat of T.J. Bell. So stepping into bat, it's going to be Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, the four-hitter. peering in, looking at singles, out of stretch, out of stead. You'll check first base. T.J. Bell, first pitch to Schumer, inside a ball. Ball one, 1-0 count. Ryan Schumer, the four-hitter for Central Catholic, steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Brian Valdez, out of the set. He'll check first base. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Got some good sound check. My wife listening to the game at home, about 64 miles away. She does a wonderful job. Keeps track of putting me in force. If we were to drop a signal, she'd call me immediately. And that is a blessing. Here comes the pitch. Backdoor curveball. Ever so slightly, got the break on it. And there for a strike. Count goes 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Left-handed batter. Ryan Schumer at first base. Infield hit. T.J. Bell. Here comes a 2-1 pitch. Swung on. It'll take a drive to right field. They get quite a bit of it. And it's going to go out of here. Going to go out of here over the left field wall. Ryan Schumer going to pick up his second home run on the season. He is the only Knight with multiple home runs. He's got two. Four others have one, and those four others, we'll try to get those. They are T.J. Bell has one. Ryan Schumer now with two. Ben Mazur with one. Jackson Kane got one there at Benton Central. And Bren Robbins has a home run. So six home runs on the season for the Knights. Did not accumulate a whole lot of home runs last year. Less than six. I think just two. I think they were the two off the bat of Ryan Schumer. So working from the stretch, here comes the first pitch. Outside of ball, at the doing the batting, right-handed batter, number 27, Ben Mazur. One ball, no strikes, one out. Bottom of the first inning, a three-run ball game. Knights have three here in the bottom half of the first. Second pitch, outside of ball. Count goes 2-0. He'll peer back in. Brian Valdez, working with his catcher, Matthew Berry. Here comes the 2-0 pitch to Mazur. Breaks him in for strike. Righty facing a righty. A curveball coming right at the elbow, pretty much, of Ben Mazur. Breaks in over the plate. Righty facing a righty. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. A short hop the glove. Going to get back to the screen. Pretty severe short hop, difficult play to make for Matthew Berry. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Keep in mind, the Hot Dogs played a game last night versus Kokomo. That was a late game, late ending. And they did get the win 4-2 over Kokomo at Highland Park. Pitch comes in high for ball four. So Ben Mazur going to jog down to first base. We'll see if he stays there. Time out on the diamond. Going to walk out and have a conversation with the infield, Frankfurt Hot Dogs. And at first base, Ben Mazur for the moment. And we'll mention, if you check the website for IHSAA, that website has been done again. It's really nice looking. It's friendly. You can find where you're wanting to go much simpler than the previous website that was there for quite a long time. So somebody did some good work. If you go to that website, IHSAA.org. That's IHSAA.org. First thing you'll see on the screen is a slogan. It says, keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. So that's what's right there on the IHSAA.org website. You can find sectionals. I looked there last night. I found Frankfurt sectional, sectional 20, class 3A, and stepping back in. Playing baseball, working from the stretch, now the set. Brian Valdez, first pitch in there, inside, ball one. In the batter's box for Central Catholic, number three. He's the sixth hitter. That's Jackson Kane. Jack Chutain playing a good left field. He did watch one go up and over his head and out of the park at Bend Central. Nothing he could do about it. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. Jack Chutain out of the box looking at signals. At first base, I believe it's Ben Mazur. He'll run for himself. Working from the stretch, checking out of the stretch, check first base. Now the set, he'll look over his shoulder at first. Here comes the pitch to Kane. High and tight, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Jackson Kane, right-handed batter's box. Getting a modest lead there at first base. That's Ben Mazur. Working from the stretch, now the set. Brian Valdez, here comes a 2-1. High and away, ball three. Home plate umpire calling the game. It's his game, I'll mention. He's calling the strike zone. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 3-1 to Jackson Kane. Just swinging a miss. And Ben Mazur getting off the bag there. He thought that ball was going behind Matthew Berry. Berry made a good play. A little bit lackadaisical there at first base. Ben Mazur fortunate to get back. Snap throw, nearly got it. 3-2 count to Jackson Kane. Working from a stretch. Out of a set. Here comes a 3-2 from Valdez. Be a rope down the third base line. Couldn't make a play on it. Didn't get the glove. Goes down the third base line. Going to be a base hit off the bat of Jackson Kane. Good effort there at third base. Alex Lopez tried to backhand it. Tried to make the catch right there on a line. Couldn't make it. It goes into the grass down the left field line. Picked up by left fielder Quincy Perry. So runners at first and second base for the Knights. Ben Mazur at second base. Right there at first base is Jackson Kane stepping into bat. He'll do the pitching. He's doing the pitching. We'll mention seven hitter number 33, Bren Robbins. First pitch comes in there low. Good block by Matthew Perry. He thought that ball might have got through his wickets, but he made the stop. He turned around, found the baseball right where he was at. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back in, right-handed batter, Bren Robbins. Pretty strong young man. Working from the stretch, now the set. He'll check second base. Brian Valdez checks second again. Here's the pitch. Bren Robbins going to put a good bunt down. Going to be fielded. Left baseline. I should say third baseline. Barely out in their grass right there. Valdez throws a strike to first base. Getting the put out with number seven, Victor Cruz. So mission accomplished. Bren Robbins bunts, moves the runners second and third base. Next batter in the lineup will be number 34, the eight hitter, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks playing right field in today's ball game. Working out a stretch, now the set. There comes the pitch. A little bit out in front of it, a little bit off speed, swing and a miss. Keaton Brooks. 0-1 count, Brian Valdez doing the pitching for Frankfurt. A step back in the rubber, peer in, look at signals, out of the stretch. Now the set. There comes the 0-1 pitch to Keaton Brooks. Pretty long set. Keaton Brooks content, stay in the box. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. One ball, one strike. Keaton Brooks looking at signals. Coach Bordenay, none given. Two out here in the bottom of the first inning. Two aboard for the Knights. Second and third base. Keaton Brooks batting. One ball, one strike. Out of the set, Valdez checks third base. There comes the 1-1 pitch. Outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Keaton Brooks has a good swing. He had a good swing. I noticed that last year at Western. I know I might mention this quite a bit, but he had a couple of good swings big time at Western a year ago. Got a double and a single. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Count goes 2-2. Keaton Brooks looking for the handover fist strike zone. Keaton Brooks, pretty tall young man. Keaton Brooks wears number 34. He's 6'2". He weighs in at 160. He's got some agility. 2-2 count, two outs. Out of the set, Brian Valdez. Here comes the 2-2 as they set up outside. Swing and a miss, he'll go down swinging. Three outs here in the bottom of the first. Knights come up with four hits. They come up with three runs. The Knights will play defensively here in the top of the first inning as Frankfurt Hot Dogs come to the plate. So a little bit of a conversation. Coach Andy Dudley talking to his pitcher. It's number 99, Brian Valdez. It's all good. Brian, I should say Andy Dudley. What a great coach. He's a player's coach for the most part, I would say. And he enjoys what he's doing. And rightfully so. So the Knights out playing defensively. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear, a Century 21 Sheets company. Real estate agents, real estate broker. When you're looking for that enthusiastic real estate agent, look toward Lisa. Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa has more than 20 plus years experience while serving clients with the utmost professionalism. Let Lisa list and or let Lisa look for your next residential or corporate relocation. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear by cellular phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. 317-513-4086. That's Lisa Stokes Bear. And she'll be there for you when you need her the most. So stepping into bat. Going to bat here in the top of the second inning. It's going to be Brian Valdez. Brian Valdez is going to step in. He's the four hitter. Or number 99 going to bat right-handed. First pitch from Brent Robbins. Full swing out in front of the mound. He'll work to his left. Brent Robbins seals it. Underhand toss. Right there to T.J. Bell. There's one out in the top of the second inning. So next batter going to step in for Frankfurt. He's going to be the five-hitter number two. Jose Lopez, as mentioned, Jose Lopez, second baseman. He is the brother of Alex Lopez, the one-hitter for Frankfurt. So first pitch comes in, strike called. Count goes 0-1. Working from the windup, Brent Robbins. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Outside of ball. One ball, one strike, one out. Top of the second inning. Knights in front. Got three runs in the bottom of the first. Brent Robbins, pitch comes in. Strike called outside edge. Wow. So, gonna have to have about a 40-inch bat for a pitch like that. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. They'll go down swinging. They'll throw it around the horn. They'll go to first base first. So two outs here in the top of the second inning. Next batter in the lineup for Frankfurt. Going to be the sixth hitter. Number seven, Victor Cruz. Right-handed batter steps in. Looking from the windup. Brent Robbins. Pitch comes in high and away. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Brent Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Jose Lopez. Swing and a miss, I should say, Victor Cruz in the batter's box. Foul tip. We go back to the screen. Back in the batter's box, six hitter, number seven, Victor Cruz, the first baseman. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Outside a ball. Outside low, count goes 2-1. Right-handed batter, Victor Cruz. Peering in, looking at signals. Brent Robbins, here comes the pitch. In full swing, going to be fair ball down the first baseline. Brent Robbins will play that one. He'll toss it underhanded again to T.J. Bell. And the Knights are out of the inning. And the Knights will bat in the bottom half of the second inning. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955. They're located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana, 46031. That's ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com and Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're located right there inside Reynolds Farm Equipment. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. On Saturday, they're open from 7 a.m. to noon. We'll also mention you can visit them on the web at TitusBakery.com. You can grab a donut or a hot breakfast. You can visit Reynolds Farm Equipment. They're along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County, right there at 276th Street. And you can stop in, if only to please your taste buds, right there at Titus Bakery and Deli. So they're throwing down second base, frozen rope from the right hand of Matthew Berry. They'll bring the ball to the pitcher's mound. They get some glove taps right there. Put the ball back in the glove of Brian Valdez. Stepping in the back of the ninth, the nine hitter. Where's number nine? It's Hudson Gutwine. Plays third base for the Knights. Out of the stretch, now the set. First pitch to Hudson. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Righty facing a righty. Set back in the rubber. Peer in. Look at signals from Matthew Berry. Still looking. Looking at signals. Hudson Gutwine. Right-handed batter. Out of the set. Nobody on base. Here comes the pitch. And call that a strike. That's that 40-inch bat I'm talking about. Count goes 0-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch, now the set. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Ground ball on the infield, left side. Going to be fielded by the shortstop. Carlos Lopez throws across the diamond. Could not get the play. Just safe at first base with the wheels of Hudson Gutwine. He'll get an infield hit. And Hudson Gutwine making big leaps and bounds with his bat. Stepping back in. First hitter in the lineup for the Knights, Owen Munn. Here comes the pitch. Out of set. Breaking pitch. Finished just high. Down goes 1-0. Owen Munn in 7 games. 28 played appearances, 24 official at-bats. He's batting .375 as an average, .444 on base percentage. Alba said, here comes a 1-0 pitch to Munn. Outside, he sets up outside. He hits the glove. I guess that makes it a strike. Count goes 1-1. I guess. So he'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals out of stretch. He'll check first base out of stretch. It's Brian Valdez. Here comes the 1-2. Take that back. Double check there. Two balls, one strike, according to the scoreboard. As in the dirt, just barely got by Matthews. I should say Matthew Berry. He made a good stop. Staying in place right there at first base for the Knights is Hudson Gutwine. So nobody out. Bottom of the first inning. Out of the stretch, now the set. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. It'll be a base hit to the grass, right beside the second baseman. Couldn't make the play. Pretty solid base hit off the bat of Owen Munn. So Owen Munn is at first base. Owen Munn now has 10 hits on the season. That's single number 8 on the season for Munn. So runners at first and second base. Hudson Gutwine at second. At first base, Owen Munn stepping into bat. Number 24, Evan Deanhart. Nobody out. Here's the pitch. Tried to put a bunt down. Kind of reaching for it. They're going to get a pickle of some sort. Not gonna be much. Riding back in to second base is Hudson Gutwine. It must have had the bump sign on, and must have meant she's got to get a bat on it. Because Evan Dinghart tried to bunt an outside pitch. He's probably just playing. He's working for the team. Might have misunderstood the signal. Not quite sure. And Hudson Gutwein was on his way to third base. Had to get back. That was an outside pitch. He offered at it. It's the 0-1 count. Alvisette, Brian Valdez. Here's the pitch. He'll bunt this one. It'll go airborne behind the catcher. Nobody will catch it. So count goes 0-2 to Evan Dinghart. Evan Dinghart in the step back in. Played in all seven games. Evan Dinghart, 28 plate appearances, 19 at-bats. He's batting .316 as an average, .519 on base percentage. Count goes 0-2. First and second base, nobody out. Valdez ahead in the count. Alvisette, you're going to square early. 0-2 count, you're going to try to put a bunt down and straight back to the pitcher. The mission accomplished. He'll make a good bunt. He'll get a bat on it. It'll be a fair ball with two strikes. That's a lot of confidence, and Evan Dinghart has plenty of that. So he'll give himself up. First time he gave himself up, it scored a run off to his bat and stepping in to bat now with one out as the runners move 90 feet. Second and third base, T.J. Bell in the batter's box. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, got the dish, broke away, strike called. No balls, one strike. Peering in, looking at signals. Brian Valdez checks third base, here's the pitch. Low, good back end, I should say good block, right there by the catcher, Matthew Berry. One out. Bottom of the second inning. Three runs in the first inning. Knights have runners at second and third base. T.J. Bell, here comes the pitch from Brian Valdez. Right there across the outside edge. Count goes 1-2. T.J. Bell got himself aboard. Last time up, it was a two-strike base hit. See if T.J. Bell can duplicate. Here comes the pitch. He's going to pop one foul territory. Might be playable. First baseman going to give it a look. Makes the play. Well done at first base, Victor Cruz. T.J. Bell going to pop out in foul territory. Just beyond first base. By the first baseman caught there by Victor Cruz. So two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Knights have two aboard. Stepping into bat. Number seven, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer's last at bat. A two-run home run to right center field. Here comes a pitch by Valdez. Right across the dish, strike called. Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer, his mom tells me, he's going to play in Michigan next year. I think the college he mentioned is Calvin. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Trying to work that outside edge. Brian Valdez, right-handed pitcher, facing the lefty batter, Ryan Schumer. Count goes 1-1. Runners at second and third base for the Knights. Evan Dinghart got them there. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Heavy cut, swing and a miss. Ryan Schumer goes down the count, 1-2. Wind blowing out, pretty much straight out to center field, not near as much as it was blowing out at Benton Central. Not even half. Here comes the pitch. Side of ball. Let's try to steal home. Ball gets by Matthew. He's going to make the play at home plate. Safe. Trip came in there. That's a good call by the home plate umpire. And Hudson Gutwein scores a run. So count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Left-handed batter, Ryan Schumer. Peering in looking at signals, Brian Valdez. Infield, regular depth, outfield straight away. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Ryan Schumer being selective. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. I have a runner at third base. It's Owen Munn. Peering in, looking at signals, Brian Valdez, left-handed batter. Ryan Schumer now out of the set. Here comes a 3-2 pitch from Valdez. Long set. Time call. This can be called in the batter's box by Ryan Schumer. A lot of concentration time you saw in the last game. You saw Keaton Brooks. He stood there. He gave the concentration time. He was fine. Ryan Schumer elects not to. He's going to take a stroke. He'll go right, right center field. He's going to back up both players. And they're going to make, no, they couldn't make the play. Ball ends up on the warning track right there in front of the 380 mark. It's going to be an RBI, I do believe. Not quite sure if a glove touched that baseball. And not for me to know. I'll find out later today. So they're going to bring out Gavin Buttel. Gavin Buttel, he wears number 17. He's a junior by class. 5'10", he'll run at third base. After the three-base hit for Ryan Schumer, Ryan Schumer with another RBI. He has three RBI in the ballgame. So they're going to work out there on the pitches, man. I'm having a conversation right now with the infield. Coach Andy Dudley, two runs in here in the bottom of the second inning. Three runs in the bottom of the first. It's a 5-0 ball game. And put a new pitcher out on the pitches mound. He wears number 13. Number 13 for Frankfurt is Carlos Lopez. Carlos Lopez moves over from the shortstop position. So Carlos Lopez, number 13, he's going to do the pitching. He's a member of the junior class. So he'll be at the pitches mound. Right now, getting some final warm-up tosses. And he is the cousin. He is the cousin of the two brothers. I believe that to be true. Let me double-check that. He is the cousin of the two brothers. The two brothers are Alex Lopez and Jose Lopez. Carlos Lopez, he's a nine-hitter in the lineup. And he was the shortstop. Now he's the pitcher of record. We'll mention a little bit about number 13, Carlos Lopez. He's getting loose right now. He's pitched 1 1/3 innings on the season. This is appearance number 3 for Carlos Lopez. And I'm working right there. He's allowed 5 hits. He's allowed 4 runs. All 4 runs were earned. He's walked 1. He has struck out 1. He's faced 11 batters. He's thrown 37 pitches. In the 1 1/3 innings, he's being briefed right now by the C position umpire out in the grass behind the pitcher's mound. So 2 outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Pretty long brief right there, but got the job done. It's very thorough. Stepping into bat, right-handed batter 27, Ben Mazur. Runner at third base. Here comes a pitch right across the dish, strike call. Gavin Buttel running at third base for Ryan Schumer. Here comes a wind and the delivery. Foul ball around home plate. Going to get the dirt and bounce up. Going to get Ben on the back. Nothing heavy, just a drop on the back. Count goes 0-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Carlos Lopez, swing and miss, drop third strike, stepping to the inside, making the play, Matthew Berry, 3 outs here in the bottom half of the second inning. After 2 complete, Knights 5, and Frankfurt 0. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by TripsandFishers.com. TripsandFishers.com since 1983. You can visit them online at TripsandFishers.com. That's F-R-I-T-Z. They have great cars, great prices, great customers. You can dial them up at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana at 317-842-2228. Again, that number is 317-842-2228. 842-2228. Fritz and Fisher's. They have two Hamilton County locations. One location, Fritz and Fisher's, at 8599 East 116th Street, Fisher's, Indiana. The second location is Fritz in Noblesville. That's just west of Noblesville, between Noblesville and Westfield, right there at Mill Creek Road. Keep your eyes peeled. Eventually, there'll be a roundabout right there. We'll mention Fritz in Noblesville. They're located at 2400 Westfield Road, Noblesville, Indiana. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online, or you can visit them on site. Two locations, Hamilton County. That's FritzandFishers.com, F-R-I-T-Z. So they're getting ready to step in. They're back here in the top of the third inning, where Frankfurt is number 18, the seven hitter, Jaden Skinner. Jaden Skinner, as mentioned, he has a home run on the season. He's a senior. Stepping back in, nice drove on the ground right there. Hard shot on the ground, wants it the other way. Throw comes in from shortstop, Evan Genhart, a bit tall, taking off for second base. Safe at second base is Jaden Skinner. Not sure how they'll rule that. We'll look at the scoreboard, see if they attach an E or an H. They're going to say E6 on the throw from Genhart. So Jaden Skinner is happy to be aboard. Any way you can, his on-base percentage is climbing. Stepping in the bat. The bat right there. It's going to be number 23, the DH, Chris Gil Tejosa. Right-handed batter. Out of stretch, now a set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball one. Jaden Skinner gets himself aboard. First batter here in the top of the third inning. He's at second base. Nobody out. Peering in, looking at signal. Now a set. Check second base. Here comes the pitch. Healthy cut. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. 23, the DH, Chris Gil Tejosa, right-handed batter's box. Working from a stretch, now the set. He'll check Skinner at third, excuse me, at second base. Here comes the pitch. The pop one will be playable. It's on the infield, going to be sky high. It's calling off TJ Bell, making the catches to Owen Munn. So one out here in the top of the third inning. Next batter going to step in. The nine-hitter. He's now doing the pitching. Number 13, Carlos Lopez, right-handed batter. At second base, Jaden Skinner. He'll get that crooked lead off the bag. Now he'll square it up, bring it a little more straight on the baseline. Alvin Chad, he'll check second base. Bryn Robbins, here's the pitch. Outside a ball. One ball, no strikes. Checking signals. Third base coach, Andy Dudley, working from a stretch. Now the set, check Skinner. Long check at second base. There comes a 1-0. Ground ball, foul, just foul, third baseline. Hudson Gutwein tried to glove it anyway. Couldn't come up with it. Carries out foul territory and picked up left field. Jackson Kane tosses it back in. So, ball's made live, count 1-1. Out of the set, check second base. Here comes a 1-1 pitch. Ground ball. Going to be fielded by Hudson Gutwein at third base. He'll check second base. He'll throw across the diamond. He'll get the put out with C.J. Bell. Two outs here in the top half of the third inning. Stepping into bat, he's the one-hitter. The leadoff batter in today's ballgame. That's number 42, Alex Lopez. Alex Lopez, third baseman. Alex Lopez, in five games, I have five game stats. I do not have last night's games figured in to my stats for Frankfurt. Breaking pitch finishes high. Count goes 1-0. Alex Lopez, number 42. In 19 plate appearances, 15 at-bats, batting 400. 526 on base percentage. Here comes a 1-0. outside edge, let it go by. It's a called strike. Alex Lopez has 6 hits in 5 games. He scored 5 runs. Let's check that. 4 runs. He's got a double. He's got 4 RBI. He's got a guy on second base, Jaden Skinner, in scoring position. Pitch comes in there, outside edge, strike called. Count goes 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Alex Lopez. Here comes a pitch from Bren Robbins. Outside, a bit tall. Count goes 2-2. Evens the count. Alex Lopez. Alex Lopez, he's walked 4 times. He's been left on base 6 times. Pirouette. Going to go clockwise. Didn't make the throw on the pickoff move. That was Bren Robbins. Evan Dehart trying to get there in a hurry. Trying to take the throw. No throw made. Count goes 2-2. 2 outs. Alex Lopez, left-handed batter. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. He's trying to protect that outside edge. He'll go down swinging. 3 outs here in the top of the third. So, we'll mention Jaden Skinner gets himself aboard. Knight strands him at second base. Knight's going to bat in the bottom half of the third inning. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by FTC Sales. FTCSales.com. If you're looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle, look and find FTCSales.com in the weekly auto trader. And you can also find FTCSales.com in the Indiana Auto RV. They are free publications. You can pick them up at your local gas station every Friday. Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. Yes, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales, they offer bank finance or easy low payment plans. You can visit them at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 24 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 9 to 4. That's Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales. They're located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. So I'm going to throw one down right now. From the right hand, frozen rope, Matthew Berry. I'll throw it around the infield. Knight's going to bat in the bottom of the third inning. Stepping in for me, Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter, Jackson Kane. Batting in the sixth position, Jackson Kane has played all 7 games. 23 plate appearances, 18 official at-bats. He's batting .444 in that right-handed batter's box. He's batting, he should say, on base. Percentage .565. First pitch comes in high and tight for ball one. Jackson Kane has 8 hits, 6 singles. He's got a double, and he's got a home run. He go ground ball shortstop right here. High throw. He's going to make it safe to first base. It's going to be a throwing error by shortstop Carlos Lopez. So Frankfurt and LCC are both tied right now with an error, throwing error from each team's shortstop. Coach Andy Bedley going to come out. Brief talk, not much. Just wanted to see if there was a space right there on the tag attempt. Tag brought him off the base, skyward. That was Victor Cruz, had to jump for it. And Jackson Kane beat it out, avoided the tag without going out of the baseline. So working from the stretch, stepping into bat for the Knights, number 33, Bren Robbins. He'll take a bunt. He'll go down the left field line. He'll get it in there. It's going to go through the wall. He'll be picked up right there in front of the Auto Express sign on the home run fence. Going to dive in head first, and a nice tag right there by the catcher, Matthew Berry. It was a head first slide by Jackson Kane. It was a textbook slide. It was nothing like they pinned on I should say Dylan Musser. They pinned one on him over at Benton Central. I think that was right here. The next game, he had to give up that game. He had to be kicked out of one game and lose the next game. And he kept the scoreboard over at Benton Central. If you go back to that ball game, we spoke with him about the fourth inning. Pretty good little chat with Dylan Musser up in the booth. So out at home plate, what a throw. What a throw, left fielder. Quincy Perry, here comes the pitch. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter's box. 1-0 count is one out. Making his way to second base on the throw is Brent Robbins. I'll tell you why, he got credit for a double. Here comes the pitch. High and tight. Ball two. Step back in. Left-handed batter. Keaton Brooks for the Knights. Robbins at second base. There's one out. Out of the stretch. Now the set. Pitch comes in from Lopez. Right down Meridian. Just below the kneecaps. Count goes 2-1. Carlos Lopez. Second pitcher in today's ballgame. For Frankfurt, here's the pitch. Low for a ball. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Keaton Brooks, left-handed batter. Right-handed pitcher, Carlos Lopez. Where's number 13? Here comes the pitch. Outside, ball four. Keaton Brooks going to jog down to first base. Next batter in the lineup, we're going to see number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein checking signals. He'll step in now. Runners at first and second base, just one out. Working from a stretch, now the set. First pitch to Gutwein. He'll take a drive to left field. It's going to get a lot of it. It's going to hit the top of the fence. I believe that hit the top of the fence and went on over. Hudson Gutwein, there might have been something behind the fence. I'm elevated a little bit right now. I can tell them it might have got something behind the home run fence. But it did bounce up, and we could see the ball again just slightly as it bounced on over. So Hudson Gutwein, pretty good feeling for Hudson Gutwein. Yeah, I've had that feeling 3 times in my whole life. Twice one side of the plate, once the other. So stepping in, go to bat, it's going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Peering in, looking at signals. 3-run home run for Hudson Gutwein. Pitch comes in outside of ball. Pretty solid swing. That was a hand over fist. That was one of those byproducts of a good swing. You can ask Hudson Gutwein that question. Inside of ball. 2 balls, no strikes. 1 out. Owen Munn going to step back in. Owen Munn, 7 ball games, 28 appearances, 24 at-bats. The pitch comes in very high and tight. Count goes 3-0. Owen Munn entering this ballgame batting 375. Here comes the wind in the pitch. Let it go by. He's taking all the way. Count goes 3-1. Appear in. Carlos Lopez. Here comes the wind. The foul one, right side, out of play. The bounce on the cement there. It'll be tracked down. I believe that's David Kramer. Might have been. Here comes the pitch. The 3-2. Inside, ball four. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Owen Munn draws a walk. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 24, the shortstop, Evan Dienhart. Evan Dienhart with number 24. He's played in all 7 games. 519 on base percentage. 6 hits. He's got 5 singles. He's got a double. He scored 9 runs. He's got 2 RBI. He's walked 7 times. Here comes the pitch. High for ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. 1 out. 3 runs in. Knights have scored in each of the 3 innings. Here comes a set. Here comes a pitch. Outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Evan Junehart, right-handed batter. At first base is Keaton Brooks. He's a little walk. Out of a set, Carlos Lopez taking off for second. Swing and a miss. Trying to protect the runner and does. No throw to second base. Got Matthew Berry. Head first flag, safe at second. Keaton Brooks in scoring position. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes a 2-1. Outside, a bit low. Count goes 3-1. Three balls, one strike. Nice batting in the bottom of the third inning. Working from the stretch. He'll check second base out of the set. Pitch comes in, fouled back to the screen. It's actually going to get through the screen as it swims through. Right near the opening of the dugout. So count goes 3-2 to Evan Junehart. Carlos Lopez, number 13, working from the stretch. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Ground ball shortstop. Fielded there by Carlos Lopez. High throw going to get over the head of Victor Cruz. Going to be another throwing error, I'm quite certain, on the shortstop. Carlos Lopez. I'll take that back. That's not Carlos Lopez because he's pitching. I got a number out there I have not recognized yet. But a throw from the shortstop, a bit tall, over the head of Victor Cruz. Knights have runners at second and third base. One out, stepping into bat, number 18, T.J. Bell. Outfield playing straight away. You're going to poke one foul out of play. Let's chase that one down. Count goes 0-1. No balls, one strike. Carlos Lopez peering in looking at signals. Here comes a pitch, the 0-1. Outside of ball. One ball, one strike. One out. Runners at second and third. Junehart is at second base. Keaton Brooks at third. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes. T.J. Bell, not trying to jinx him, but he's yet to strike out in this 2023 campaign. There comes a pitch. Ground ball, hard hit. Quick glove at second base. As Jose Lopez, he throws to first base, and Victor Cruz could not hold it. Coming in to score, two Knights on the run right there. That's Evan Junehart scoring second. I guess that was number 12. Owen Munn at third base. Keaton Brooks had already scored on the home run by Hudson Gutwein. Going to be a timeout on the field. Five runs in. It's a 10-0 advantage for Central Catholic. Timeout on the field. And we'll mention you're listening to PutMeInSports.com in varsity sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. Lady Huskies made it to the semi-state. They fell to Twin Lakes. I believe that was Twin Lakes' 33rd win out of 33rd ball games that they played last winter. Incredible. Coach Bousman doing a fine job right there with their ball team. I will mention they went on and played semi-state final. As you might know, they changed the routine. They went from, if you win the sectional, you'll play in the regional. When you play in the regional, now you'll only play one game. That'll qualify you to get in the hopper to every regional winner. They'll put you back in the hopper. They'll pick out the ping pong balls, and they'll place you according to the ping pong balls, how they come out of the hopper. The very first one is game one, and the first one out of the hopper is the visiting team. Second one out of the hopper is the home team, and they'll do that until they're done. They'll pick up all the games, and then you go to the semi-state. You got to win two times. You got to win the early game and then the final game that evening. And then you'll go to the final game according to what sport you'll be playing in. And that's what they do for the method. They began that this season. I heard they used to do it way back. So in the batter's box, Ryan Schumer. Carlos Lopez still pitching. Going to get by the glove inside. Matthew Berry. Going to make it to second base. Right there. And a runner in there for TJ Bell. Trying to capture that number. And count goes 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Left-handed batter's box, Ryan Schumer, first time up today. I believe it was a three-run home run to right center. Here comes the pitch. You know, foul one, left side out of play. It's going to be right there at the tree line. They'll track that one down. I see a gentleman already has a beat on it. One ball, one strike, one out. Ball's made live. Runner at second base, Ryan Schumer. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Backdoor curveball floated in there for a strike. Ryan watched it all the way. And he'll go in there, down the count, 1-2. Alves set second base. Carlos Lopez, ground ball in the infield, second base. Gatored right there by the second baseman, Jose Lopez. They'll get the put out. I take that back to Brian Valdez. Brian Valdez is at second base. There's two outs in the inning. Bottom of the third inning, stepping into bat, the Central Catholic, number 27, Ben Mazur. Right into batter, here comes the wind, here comes the first pitch to Mazur. Breaking pitch, just missed inside. That was close, I call those a horseshoe pitch. Kind of went around the plate. So here comes the 1-0 delivery from Lopez. Outside, ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Jackson Kane still in the on-deck circle. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch to Mazur. Swing and a miss. Maybe a little bit out in front of it. Carlos Lopez, maybe an off-speed pitch, well placed. So stepping back in, Ben Mazur. It comes to 2-1. Out in front of it again. That was definitely off speed, and Ben Mazur was definitely out in front of it. Two balls, two strikes, Carlos Lopez. Let's see what he offers here. Fastball outside. Ben Mazur trying to protect. Ball was severely outside, swing and a miss. So the Knights come up with five runs in the bottom of the third inning. Big hit in the inning was Hudson Gutwein. Hudson Gutwein, so I think a three-run homer, left field, and pretty well done. And we'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. Larson and Sons Target Sports are located at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. I've mentioned this story before. It's not a story. It's true life. Last year, I was leaving this facility. I was being talked to by Carter Johnson's mom, and Carter Johnson's mom let me know that her dad, Carter Johnson's grandpa, lives in Sheridan. And Carter Johnson's grandpa likes baseball enough that he couldn't be at all the games, but he could listen to put me in sports and keep track of his grandson and all the rest of the Knights and their opponents. So Mr. Johnson went uptown, and he talked to Larson and Sons Target Sports, and he thanked them for supporting Knights baseball, and he asked them if they'd continue to support, and they are supporting once again this season. We're thankful for Larson and Sons Target Sports. You can reach them by telephone at 317-758-5886. That's 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can visit them on Facebook at Larson & Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. that safe practice shooting, always spoken at Target Sports in Sheridan. Stepping into bat. Getting ready to bat for Frankfurt. Number one, Matthew Berry, the catcher. He's the two-hitter. First pitch from Brent Robbins. Swung on, solid stroke. Got part of the dirt, bounced on into left field between third base and shortstop. Well done for the catcher. That's number one, Matthew Berry. Gets himself aboard. I should say that's Quincy Perry. That's my left fielder. Nevertheless, solid stroke off the bat of Quincy Perry. Number 11, Quincy Perry batting .462 after five games, .588 on base percentage. Now let me backtrack that. That's number one, Matthew Berry. And they were almost out of order. They're going to bat right now for Quincy Perry. It's going to be number 22. 22 going to bat for Quincy Perry. That's Oscar Lopez Alanis. Right-handed batter. We got a pinch runner at first base running for Matthew Berry. Solid stroke to the bullpen. Protector's not really protecting that. He was just looking up when that ball went by them, pretty close to the bullpen catcher, Chris Gil Quijosa. So they'll protect him now. Here comes a one pitch. Swung on, ground ball, third base, Hudson Gutwein. They'll go to second. They'll go 5-4-3, and they'll turn the double play around the base pass. So two out here in the top of the fourth inning. Gonna erase the base runners. Jogging off the diamond. I believe doing the pinch running there was number two. Don't quote me. I believe it was number two, Jose Lope. Can't really say who that was. Yeah, we can. That was Lucas Wagoner. Lucas Wagoner, number six, doing the base running for Matthew Berry after Berry's single. So first pitch comes in. 99, Brian Valdez. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, strike called. Brian Valdez started this game pitching. He's working at second base now. He's got a 1-1 pitch on the way from Bren Robbins. Take a stroke right up the middle and get the grass. Base hit to center field. Number 99, Brian Valdez. So with two out, they get a base runner once again. This time we're going to see in the batter's box. Number two, he's the five hitter, Jose Lopez. Jose Lopez is batting now, right-handed batter. He's batting .333, .500 on base percentage. That's in five ball games. They have played six. Frankfurt 4-2 on the season. First pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. Just step back in. Jose Lopez working from the stretch. Now the set, Bren Robbins. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking pitch, might have finished low. Came up empty. Count goes 0-2. 0-2 to the five hitter, number two, Jose Lopez. Peering in. Closed stance severely. Here's the pitch. And a foul one back. Straight back. Can be a foul ball over the screen. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner at first base is Brian Valdez. Got himself aboard, legitimate base hit to center field. Working from the stretch, now the set. Here comes a pitch from Robbins. Full swing, foul ball going to roll down the line and end up foul. Fielder right there at about 60 feet by Hudson Gutwein. So we'll stay in the box with an 0-2 count. Once again, Jose Lopez. And he'll check the wristband as they use the signals numerically. 0-2 count, two outs. Ball's made live. Brian Valdez for Frankfurt is at first base. Here comes the pitch to Lopez. You know, foul one off right side, protecting the dish right there. He'll get the screen behind the dugout. Saves a lot of baseballs. They got the tarp off the football field. Bermuda grass. Here comes a set. Here comes an 0-2. No pickoff move. First base. Good tag. Pretty close play there. T.J. Bell. Pretty good move from Brendan Robbins. Brian Valdez back in head first. Checking the wristband again. 1 foot in, 1 foot out. The five hitter, number two, Jose Lopez. Here comes the 0-2 count again. You know, foul one straight back. Pretty close right there. Same as before. 0-2 once again. He's getting rid of the bad pitches, and he's going to hit the good. Step back in, right into the batter's box. A friend of mine, John Hall, came up with that little phrase while he was umping softball. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss, drop third strike. He'll tag him in the box. And I believe Jackson Kane is now the catcher for the Knights. It's the first time we've seen a catcher's change mid-game this season. So the Knights going to bat. They're in the bottom of the fourth. Frankfurt leave one on base. Could not come up with the run. And we'll mention this game is also in parts being brought to you by Dean's Auto Parts. Dean's Auto Parts, that's Carquest Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. At the south edge of Cicero, Cicero Town Plaza. They are team members at Carquest Auto Parts in Cicero, and they are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone, 317-984-4931. Again, their number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean's Auto Parts in Cicero. So they're going to put in another relief pitcher. Going to get some warm-up tosses right here on the surface. That sun is scorching down. They say it's going to be a warm day today. But we're going to see a cold front come back in. They said by tomorrow it's going to be drastically different. And then on Monday, the word they used is blustery. It's going to be in the 50s, maybe the low 50s, and it's going to be blustery. And that doggone snowbird might not be out of realm right here. I'm not quite sure if snow will still happen. I remember playing as a sophomore. A JV game, we started with green grass. By the time we got to the third or fourth inning, we couldn't see any green. It was all white as the snow happened right there in that JV game. And, yeah, they called it off. Couldn't see the ball rolling around. So they're going to toss the ball back into the glove. Number 11 on the pitcher's mound, Quincy Perry, comes in from left field. So Quincy Perry wears number 11. And he's going to get some pitching opportunity right here. Stepping into bat, Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane now the catcher for the Knights. Right into the batter, here comes the pitch from Perry. Outside of ball. Perry's got some velocity. You can tell that first pitch. He gets dialed in. He'll be pretty impressive. You know, he'll be pitching well. Here comes the second pitch to Kane. A bit tall. Call a strike. Jackson Kane lets it go by. He knew that was not a hand-over-fist swing. No complaints. Here comes a 1-1. Outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. 2-1 count, Jackson Kane does the catching. Started in left field in this contest. Batting in the sixth position. Pitch comes in, foul ball on the ground, right side, near the dugout. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jackson Kane steps back in. Peering in, I've whined. Here comes the 2-2. Kind of breaking pitch. Might have lost the grip there. Likely. Count goes 3-2. So Jackson King, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Quincy Pear, peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Foul back to the screen. Jackson King, solid swing. He'll stay in the box. Again with a 3-2 count. Right-handed batter, Jackson King, peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a 3-2. You know, foul one, right side. Is it going to be playable? It's going to be playable and caught by the first baseman, Victor Cruz. There, one out. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning. So coming in to bat is a pinch hitter for the Knights. He wears number 20. He's a junior by class. He's a left-handed batter. It's number 20. Minnick, Caden Minnick, going to bat. Third time this season. Left-handed batter's box. One out. Bottom of the fourth. Here comes the pitch from Quincy Perry. Outside edge, cold strike. Matthew Perry trying to frame right it. I believe it's Perry. May not be. So, no balls, one strike. Here's the pitch to Minnick. Ground ball, second base. The fielder right there, Lopez. Take that back, Valdez. Valdez throws on to first base, gets the put out with Victor Cruz. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Next batter for the Knights is going to be number 34, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks steps in. Working from the windup, Quincy Perry, right-handed delivery, tall and outside, ball one. So he'll step back in. Left-handed batting, Keaton Brooks last time drew a walk. Here's the pitch. Ground ball in the infield. He'll be played by the first baseman. He's going to try to race Keaton Brooks to the bag, and he makes it. So Victor Cruz fielded it almost in second base territory. Had to make a beeline to first base after he fielded it, and his foot reached first base just prior to Brooks. So 3 outs gone by here in the top, or excuse me, the bottom of the fourth inning. We'll mention at the end of 4, Central Catholic 10, Frankfurt 0. Frankfurt going to bat in the top of the 5th. And we'll also mention PutneyInSports.com. Being brought to you by Hope Jewelers in Tipton. Hope Jewelers, they have precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, their number is 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, they're open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. They're open Saturday, 9:30 to 2. That's Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. So they're getting some final warm-up tosses there on the pitcher's mound. And throw it down. Brent Robbins still on the pitcher's rubber. Getting ready to pitch in the top of the 5th. Jackson King throws a frozen rope to second base. The tap gloves to put the ball back in the glove of Brent Robbins. So stepping in the bat for the Hot Dogs, number 7, Victor Cruz. Victor Cruz in 5 games, 15 plate appearances, 14 at-bats. He's got an RBI, he's got a single, and he'll have scored a run. Outside, ball one. 1 ball, no strikes. Peering in, looking at singles, Brent Robbins, here comes the delivery, the 1-0. Outside edge, called strike. Cruz checked the swing. Thought about that one. When you check a swing, you'd leave the door open for the umpire to maybe call that a strike if you do not swing. It's just the way it goes. Ground ball base hit between third base and shortstop on the ground goes into left field. Picked up out there, thrown back in. So runner aboard, you're going to see a pinch runner on the diamond. It's going to be number 5. And do not have a 5 on either roster sheet. So he'll do the running, jogging off the field right there after a base hit. It's Victor Cruz, the first baseman, will go back into the dugout. So one aboard. Stepping into bat, going to be number 18, Jaden Skinner. Jaden Skinner got himself aboard first time up. Knight stranded him at second base. Jaden Skinner in 5 games, 14 plate appearances, 12 official at-bats, .286 on base percentage. He's got 3 runs scored. He's going to put a bunt down. Foul ball, going to be off the chest protector of Jackson Kane. So Jaden Skinner, 3 runs, as mentioned. He's got 2 hits on the season. 1 of the hits is a home run. He's got the lone home run presently for Frankfurt, the whole team. He's got 3 RBI. He's walked twice. He's been left on base 10 times now this season. Comes a set from Bren Robbins. Pickoff move, first base. No tag applied by 18, T.J. Bell. Bren Robbins steps back in. Working from the stretch, looking at singles, Jackson Kane. Right-handed batter, Jaden Skinner. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Thought about a bunt again. He's going to offer it a bunt. Going to be called a strike. No balls, 2 strikes. Nobody out. Coach Andy Dudley trying to come up with a run at the minimum here in the 5th inning. Working out the stretch, now the set. Triple set, maybe the double. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. They're going to snap throw to first base, back safely. T.J. Bell dropped the baseball. 2 outs, take that back. 1 out here in the top of the 5th inning. Next batter going to step in for Frankfurt. Number 23, Chris Gil Hijosa. He's a senior class member along with Jaden Skinner. Working from the stretch, Bren Robbins, right-handed batter. Hijosa. Here comes a set. Here comes a pitch. Breaking pitch. Perfectly placed. Perfectly hittable. You can pick up that rotation. That's perfectly hittable right there. That's, some people call it a hanging curveball. 0-1 count from Bren Robbins. Here comes a pitch. Check swing. I don't believe he went. They're going to check. Probably B position umpire. Maybe they won't. Knights don't always check. Knights, pretty well played. They don't check on every potential strike as a check swing. That's pretty good sportsmanship. 1 ball, 1 strike. Here's the pitch. Ground ball. Base hit between third base and shortstop. Hudson Gutwein laid out for it. Couldn't come up with it to his left. It's going to be a base hit in the book. Right there. And I'm getting ready to bat. Gonna be the shortstop in the batter's box. It's gonna be Carlos, we'll double check it. It's gonna be Carlos Lopez. Jogging out to first base, gonna do the running right there for 23, Chris Gil Hijosa. As he jogs off the diamond after a base hit, he's had a good game. And I'm doing the running for him at first base is number 12. And we do not have his number on either roster. Here comes a pitch. They might be wearing a different uniform. They don't quite have the same numbering system. That's always a bummer for people like me, and probably for fans that don't quite get the right justification. But they're still running the bases, no question. So runners aboard, first and second, first pitch comes in. Foul ball. It's an 0-1 pitch on the way from Robbins. Full swing. Going to be foul third baseline. It's going to be fielded by Andy Dudley. Then when I umpire some adult league baseball, we play over at Jamestown, play at Plainfield, and Andy Dudley, the coach for Frankfurt, a very good athlete, catcher and a pitcher. Here comes the pitch. High and away, ball one. One ball, two strikes. Andy Dudley can also swing the bat. I told him I wouldn't mention his age, but he's 11 years younger than me. Out of the set, check second base, Bryn Robbins, here's the pitch. Ground ball, back to Robbins, he'll drop the initial catch. He'll throw on the first base for the second out in the inning. The base runners move up 90 feet. They're now at second and third base. Next batter is going to step in for Frankfurt. It's going to be number 42, Alex Lopez. Alex Lopez, he's the one hitter. He's the leadoff batter in today's ballgame. Alex Lopez, 19 plate appearances, 15 official at-bats. Batting 400, 526 on base percentage. That's in five games. As mentioned, they played six. He's going to take a stroke to center field. He's going to be moving to his right, making the catch. I thought that ball might get down. It did not. I believe that was Tyler Fox in center field, and that's going to end the ball game. After four and a half, Knight's going to win this one, a 10-0 advantage. Keep in mind, Frankfurt played last night. My guess, they didn't have the same pitcher they used last night in this ball game. Frankfurt, a very good team. They're now 4-3. Knight's moved to 5-3. They're going to shake hands, low fives right there by home plate. There's going to be some more baseball scheduled here at 1:30. Frankfurt's going to get a little break in the action. About an hour from now, it's going to be Frankfurt and University High School. And then after that game, a 4 o'clock game, that will feature Lafayette Central Catholic and University. I've been told University also a pretty good team. And we'll be back for the 4 o'clock game. If you want to tune in, putmeinsports.com. We'll bring that game to you also. And that should be a good contest also. And we'll mention, until then, I appreciate my wife back home sound check and making sure things run smoothly. Because being here using a phone line with a headset, I would have no idea if we dropped a signal. And she listens, and when that does happen, she calls me right back so I can know to get back on the air by pushing buttons. And otherwise, I would not even know. I've done a whole ball game minus one inning way back when, and I did the whole game thinking I was on the air, and I just dropped off the air in the first inning, but nobody was there to monitor for me. So if she doesn't happen to listen and you want to call in, if you we drop a signal and you hear music, 317-946-2424. We do appreciate you listening. We're going to bow out of here now. We'll mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let him go. Keep the fire burning.